Welcome back. There is a lot going on over there. I hope you'll take a look at the video at the top of the homepage. It's 10 minutes, 14, I don't know what it is. It's worth your time. It's very clearly stated what the odds are in a nuclear war. And I believe this gentleman is speaking from deep state knowledge and experience. Former CIA, apparently. Now, over in Ukraine, Kadyrov, the man's name, I think he's a Chechen, I'm not sure, but they're fighting, the Chechen army is fighting along with the Russians in that immense steel and manufacturing area where the Azov battalion and others have gone to make a last stand or try to hold out, whatever. But the wiser members of the Ukrainian military are beginning to surrender. They're laying down their arms and they're walking out with their arms up. And there are some very interesting pictures. I will post this. It's a good compilation of stories from social media and so forth. And just to read a little tiny bit here. 267 soldiers and officers of the 503rd Independent Battalion of the Ukrainian Navy surrendered in Mariupol. This was the entire surviving personnel left in the unit. That's it. So there's a photo, there's a lot of photos here of them. They're all lined up respectfully, laid down their arms, and walked out to, They walked out to life. The unit lost more than 50% of its personnel killed and wounded in the fighting for Mariupol. So 267 Marines from the 503rd surrendered to the Russian forces in Mariupol. All right, there's a lot happening there, as I'm trying to make clear. Mitchell Henderson has been right on top of this. We have a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about sanctions a bit tonight and other things as well. So, Mitch, welcome back. Glad to have you.
Good to be here.
Yeah.
We've got a lot to cover, so.
Yeah, go to it.
First I want to talk about developments since last Monday. Last Monday, when I talked, it was the 28th, and I was talking to, most of my information came from a source within the Ukraine. And one thing you always want to do is when your source tells you something, you want to look to see if those things come true. So this is what has happened. On March 30th, the Russian Defense Minister Shoigu claimed, as my informant predicted, that phase one of the war to destroy the combat effectiveness of the Ukrainian army was completed and forces would now be concentrated for phase two, the liberation of the entire Luhansk and Donetsk republics. He also stated that if NATO sends aircraft or anti-aircraft missiles to Ukraine, Russia's response will be very harsh. He also said that NATO and the Ukraine do not know what they are talking about. All of the information they put out is delusional, which is what my guy said, basically. Okay.
Yeah.
Russia is already prepping for stage three and stage four. They are making detailed reconnaissance all along the Black Sea coast, including intense observation of Odessa. On March 31st, even Zelensky said that the Russians were now focusing on the Donbass. Okay. So let me get back to my guy from the Ukraine. This is an update from Ukraine. I had some good fortune in that Boost Mobile extended the free calls to Ukraine for another month. Since I thought my last call was going to be my last, I dug for more details from my source. He had told me that the Ukrainian army was a criminal gangsters. His brother-in-law escaped from the Ukrainian army forces in Mariupol. Notice that I did not say Russian forces, Ukrainian
yes.
forces.
Yes.
He had to escape from them. He gave a very chilling story of life at the hands of the Azov gang that controls Mariupol. Keep in mind that Mariupol is in Donetsk Republic, so the Russians will take it. They will take it, even if they have to flatten it. Okay, he said that Ukrainian army soldiers were going house to house, apartment to apartment, and Mariupol, taking whatever they want from the already deprived citizens. In the process, they rape all of the females in the home from 3 years up, 3 years old up to grandmothers. Some even rape female babies. Okay. Now, this is a man who just came from there. Right. The Ukrainian army makes hospitals, schools, churches, and clearly marked civilian bomb shelters their barracks. When they leave, they try to blow these places up with all of the civilians in them. The Ukrainian army will not permit non-combatants to leave because they want them as human shields. He said that there was a story in the Western media that the Russians were kidnapping people and sending them to Russia. This is a gross mischaracterization of the facts. Mm-hmm. Mariupol has many ethnic Russians that are, in fact, Ukrainian citizens. The Ukrainian army rounds these ethnic Russians up, takes them to places with large trenches already dug, marches the Russians into those trenches, then buries them alive under about 4 feet of dirt. They suffocate. This includes men, women, children, and even babies. My source's brother-in-law saw this not once, but on several occasions in Mariupol before he got out. The Ukrainian government has ended the Foreign Legion because they do not want woke Westerners to report back what's really going on. They have been using the foreign volunteers as cannon fodder. Most don't even get rifles, but the ones that do get get non-functioning rifles. They are in a hurry to kill those foreigners off.
Wow. Okay.
The Ukrainian army absolutely does not obey the Geneva Conventions. Even the International Red Cross has condemned them for parading POWs before the media to make disparaging comments about Russia. That is against the Geneva Conventions. Russian POWs are castrated as an official army policy. Surrendering Russians are tortured to death publicly. Ukrainian soldiers are using white flags to approach Russian troops in order to ambush them. This is a war crime, okay? It is not permitted under the laws of war. The Russian army does not mistreat their prisoners of war. My source says as soon as Ukrainian soldiers are captured, they are treated medically, not shot in the legs or castrated like the Ukrainian soldiers do. They are promptly fed and put in heated quarters. They are given coats if they need to stay warm. Ukrainian civilians are not safe under the control of the Ukrainian army. Many are happy to see the Russians come because they will be safe. Life under Ukrainian army is only safe while Western journalists are present. When they leave, unspeakable hell begins. He told me that even the Ukrainian Air Force is in on it. They rarely bomb Russian positions, but freely bomb peaceful Ukrainian villages to blame it on the Russians. My source told me this last Wednesday, before Ukraine accused Russia of doing exactly what my source says the Ukrainian army does.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we're talking about in Bucha. They had in the front page of the New York Times, they had pictures of the dead bodies in Bucha. Okay.
Yeah.
So I was once a homicide investigator. The picture of the war crimes in Bucha showed the dead wrapped up in plastic garbage bags before they were buried. That is not what strangers or enemies do. That is what people do when they personally know the person they are murdering. It's that when I used to go to scenes, if the face or the body was covered up after a hideous murder, it was a clear indication that it was somebody that knew them and at one time possibly cared about them.
Getting even. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, so what the Russians would do is wrap them up in a body bag in plastic bags, just put them in the ditch and shoot them and bury them.
Well, let me ask you another thing,
process.
If I might, Mitch.
Sure.
So the Russians withdraw from Bucha, okay, and the Ukraine army, such as it is, thugs, killers, murderers. They sent a few snipers in there, right? They put them up in the buildings. They start killing civilians in the streets, shoot them right through the head. Boom, boom, boom. Easy, easy targets.
Yep.
And then they blame it on the Russians. That's how they do it.
Exactly. And the big giveaway is the plastic bags. You do that to people you know. You don't do that to strangers, okay? So So as soon as I saw the picture, I knew this was bogus. They messed
How
up
interesting.
By putting plastic bags. Okay. This is almost axiomatic in homicide investigations. Like every time you find somebody covered up or put in a bag, it's because somebody knew, the killer knew them. Okay.
Got it. Yeah, very good.
So one Ukrainian soldier told him that he must rob civilians of all their valuables, including jewelry, and even inspect civilians for gold teeth so he can pull them out. He said that the Russians will definitely win. So he, like the other soldiers, have to collect as much booty as possible so they can start a new life in America. These animals are coming to a neighborhood near you. He reported that the Ukrainian soldiers even discussed how they can set up organized mafia gangs in the USA because they can sell heavy weapons on the black market to other gangs, provide child prostitution rings in the U.S. because child prostitutes bring far more money, and they can film their clients to blackmail them forever. They, of course, already have drug connections. Some of their brothers are already in America, paving the way for them.
All right.
Biden's new open border in May will make it very easy to get in through Mexico. Ukrainians do not need a visa to travel to Mexico. So they can just go to Mexico with their passport.
We're about to get to tens of thousands of murderers, thugs, killers, criminals of any magnitude you can imagine. Oh, this is bad.
So they tend to bring child prostitutes with them to cross the border. They have already done this many times, and U.S. immigration officials make no effort to detect this. They just take the adult's word for it. They have also been shipping much of the weapons to Mexico that NATO gives them. Mexican cartels are already buying RPG-7s, Javelin missiles, and they say they are making a fortune selling Stinger anti-aircraft missiles around the world and in Mexico. You may see them headed your way on your next vacation overseas before you even land. They brag that they have even sold American-supplied chemical and biological weapons to anybody who will buy, including the Mexican cartels. I have already noticed RPG-7s, javelins, and hand grenades for sale in the USA. They are mainly distributed to La M, Hispanic gangs in the USA. La M is the Mexican mafia. Okay, it is allied with the Aryan Brotherhood, so American militias soon will be able to purchase these weapons.
Which brotherhood, Mitch? What?
The Aryan Brotherhood.
Aryan. Okay.
Yeah, Aryan Brotherhood. Okay, gangs are stocking up on these weapons so they can attack outward from their turf and create a narco state in America. He knows this because the organized criminal organization called the Ukrainian Army told him so. The hell they have created in Ukraine will pale compared to the violent anarchy that America will soon suffer. He is amazed how NATO nations are supplying the weapons that will soon kill Americans in their homes. The Ukrainians did not counterattack to take Kiev back. Russia wants as many Ukrainian soldiers there as possible. The Russian troops have been heading for the Donbass for stage two of the operation. The Western press calls it a retreat when it is a regrouping to initiate another stage of the war. Remember that Crimea, Luhansk, and Donetsk are non-negotiable to the Russians. Soon Russia will begin its offensive on the Ukrainian army and the Donbass. Ukraine is desperate and trying to look like they are winning. They have attacked Russian soil three times already in small, inconsequential raids. This is for the media and has no tactical function. The previous moves of Russian troops was to cut off supplies and equipment to the Donbass. My source said that for the past year, we have heard about Russian troops massing on the Ukrainian border. What we did not hear was about 100,000 Ukrainian soldiers massing on the Donbass border to retake Luhansk and Donetsk.
Yeah, the only platform you heard about that constantly for years has been this one. I have mentioned that so many times.
Well, you have them saying it themselves now.
Yeah.
Did we hear that Zelensky wanted nuclear weapons, that he purchased American chemical warfare weapons for use for false flag operations, and as the Ukrainian army tells him to wipe out non-ethnic Ukrainian villages for ethnic cleansing purposes that could be blamed on the Russians. So the current primary objective is the Donbass, but the Russians' secondary effort is to capture the entire Black Sea coast, so they have pulled assets from around Kiev to start preparation of stage 3 and 4.
Well, that's Odessa.
Yesterday.
Yeah, they're going to take it. They'll take the whole thing. What they'll do is surround it and starve it into submission, I think. That would be the wisest move if they can.
Well, what they're doing, too, you'll notice that the Western media is saying, oh, if he gets to Odessa, then Putin will invade Moldova. Well, Moldova is a neutral country already. They're constitutionally neutral.
Russian-speaking, yes.
Well, it's actually a Latin language more akin to Romanian than they speak there. So I don't think, Putin is more interested in grouping Slavic people together and not Latin people, because Moldovans are Latins. They're not Slavic.
Okay. I knew one Moldovan family, Russian-speaking all the way, so they might have been
there are a lot of Russians
minority.
There.
Yeah.
But they already have Transnistria. They're already, the Russians already occupy that. So it's not, they don't have to do anything new. Okay.
Mitch, have you ever seen more lying and distortion? I think this really surpasses what I know of World War II lying. This is incredible what we're getting out of this thing from the Ukraine.
Oh, we're getting all lies. We're not getting
any
truth
at all.
It's total lies.
No. It's shocking. And Zelensky, I saw a still picture of the Grubby Awards from last night, and there were two big screens on the stage. Zelensky was on both of them, begging for money and support. You know, every dollar that gets sent over there, probably 90 cents of it goes into Zelensky and the other oligarchs' pockets. It's a joke. They're looting. They're looting right to the last moment.
Right.
So none of you suckers send any money over there. No, don't really do it.
I mean, it's bad enough that they're taking our taxpayer money to ship over there.
See, this
it's
audience
come back
is
to bias. There's a word for that where this comes back to hurt us. That's called blowback. We're going to see blowback from what we're doing over there.
That's
blowback from hell. Okay.
Yeah, some of the people listening to this program aren't our normal wise audience. They're newcomers, whatever, and they may have some sympathy for Ukraine under its current leadership. Don't buy into it. The people who listen to this program are the wisest, I think, in the world on this. They get it.
Except for
those who are living over there in the hell. But seriously, this guy Zelensky is a world class piece of crap. I'm being polite.
Yeah, like his TV show, comedy show, where he plays the piano with his penis.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that funny?
High standard morality there.
Yeah, real comedy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, that's who he is. Pack, you saw the video of him packing his nose. I hope.
Yeah. Doing cocaine. So yesterday, the mainstream media was full of stories about Russian looting and atrocities. These things did happen, but it was done by the Ukrainian army, which is now in full banditry mode. The Ukrainian army also told him that they have sent over 100,000 gangsters abroad as refugees. They said they have already sent over 900,000 prostitutes from 6 years old to 45. They brag that the Ukrainian mafia will be the most powerful and widespread criminal organization that has ever hit the earth. Some of this may be bravado. I don't know if they can pull it off, but the EU is a vital market for their criminal organizations. One Ukrainian captain told my source's brother-in-law that they will have the most beautiful prostitutes in the world made available. They are already grabbing German, French, and Scandinavian women to stock up their whorehouses in Latin America and soon the United States. Prostitution is about politics. Having their women come on to powerful men, then photographing them for blackmail, is the fastest way to gain influence on a nation's political system. This includes prosecutors and judges at all levels. It is what they do in Ukraine, so it will be more effective in the woke West. They complain themselves, they compare themselves to the MS-16 gang. MS-13 was formed by communist guerrillas of the Farabundo Martí Liberation Movement during the El Salvador Wars from 1976 to 1992. The disbanded communist army reinvented itself as a criminal gang even before the fighting was over. But they say that MS-13 will be nothing compared to the Ukrainian mafia. They will focus on drugs, weapons, home invasion, robberies, and make kidnappings as commonplace in America as shoplifting is. But they claim that they will do America a favor. They will exterminate all non-white people without mercy, torture and mutilate all LGBT people, and kill all female politicians or soldiers. They will ally with the Aryan Brotherhood and La M.A., the Mexican Mafia, to accomplish their goals. Remember that La M already cleanses their neighborhoods of black people, as is openly reported in the L.A. Times. And they even call it in the newspaper ethnic cleansing. But there's nobody to do anything about it because they need the Latin vote. Okay, is this just bragging? Is this an original idea? Just look at Jeffrey Epstein. He did this very thing. He offered underage women to people in power, in government, in Hollywood, in the media, and in industry and commerce. Epstein managed to blackmail the global elite. Does anyone actually believe that Epstein killed himself? Why was Ghislaine Maxwell put on trial for a crime where the media and the government did not bring forth a single victim who testified against a single global elitist? So only Epstein and Maxwell were punished, and a few global elitists were outed, like Prince Andrew and Bill Gates. But there were no criminal prosecutions of these men. Meanwhile, as multiple murderers are immediately put out on bail, 650 American trespassers of the Capitol on January 6, 2021 are still sitting in jail to create a bogus narrative of an insurrection that they claim was worse than Pearl Harbor or 9/11. Can anybody take these people seriously with their idiotic narratives? What are they distracting us from? They're hiding a rigged election. They're hiding the fact that our government is a government of traitors to the American people. Fundamentally, everything that you hear from the media is a lie. Pure Marxist propaganda. Everything our politicians say about Ukraine is cheap virtue signaling because they do not have to go there to fight. Everything that they say is to create a false narrative. Okay, so now I want to have an update from Russia, which is the actual sanctions war.
That was remarkable in and of itself. Thank you.
Okay, so my source in Russia informed me that Russia has successfully used the Ukraine invasion to distract from the most important spectrum of World War III, the sanctions war. The 2014 Russia and China, since 2014, Russia and China both have been preparing for the sanctions war. They have stocked up on food, water, and energy to weather a global depression sparked by the sanctions. The West has not only done nothing, they actually unprepared themselves. Think, just a year ago, America was energy independent. In the past year, we have imported 40% of our energy. We are experiencing food shortages now, not because of the Ukraine war, but right. Even before the Ukraine war, we destroyed our own economy for the sake of a fantasy climate change crisis that does not exist in reality. We have stopped producing a surfeit of energy. This is because new technologies make the global elite fabulously rich. They convince you that the petroleum will kill your descendants so that you will pay for green energy that is inefficient, toxic to the max, and very expensive. Russia and China have given lip service to this, but at the same time prepared for life without it. They know that anthropogenic climate change is bullshit. They don't challenge it because it weakens the West. They humor us with it. The pedophile Marxist Biden regime has imposed sanctions on Russia in order to break their economy. But Russia and China have spent the last 8 years insulating themselves from sanctions. Peter Joe's minions have traveled the world to get all nations to sanction Russia. How well has this worked? Even the USA has not sanctioned everything. We get palladium for our catalytic converters from Russia. We also get fertilizer from Russia. Europe gets 40% of its energy from Russia. So that was not included in sanctions. Belgium refused to stop importing diamonds from Russia. Taiwan sanctioned Russia, but still sells them microchips, the very thing the USA wanted them to stop sending them. Russia calls all nations that sanction them unfriendly nations. As of April 1st, all unfriendly nations have to pay for goods imported from Russia in rubles. The objective of the sanctions war is to destroy the petrodollar. The dollar is the world's reserve currency, and the dollar is the world's trade currency. Why? Because the whole non-Western world is tired of having their oil supply interfered with by the United States because they won't obey us. They will not embrace LGBT culture, which is a cornerstone for destroying the patriarchy and the family as well as private property. The pedophile Marxist Biden regime has the goal of destroying sexual morality worldwide at the point of a bayonet. The rest of the world is tired of having the USA freeze or confiscate its reserve dollar holdings. The rest of the world is tired of the USA using the dollar to obstruct and interfere with their trade. We are not seen by the most of humanity as a world leader, but as a world autocratic dictator. In their minds, we are the epitome of evil and darkness. Iran has been calling us the great Satan for near 40 years, but all the West has come to see this as a reality. All but the West has come to see this as a reality. The objective of Putin's war is to destroy the dollar and destroy American and European power, to create a new world order where the United States cannot bully the rest of the nations in the world. We would not leave the rest of the world alone since the formation of the UN in 1945. We made wars. We sanctioned nations that did not obey us, and we refused to abide by the international rules that the communist Alger Hiss wrote into the UN Charter. We have invaded other nations with impunity and against UN rules. We illegally invaded Grenada, Panama, Somalia, Haiti, Serbia, Iraq, and Libya. We took parts of old nations and created new nations, such as Kosovo, out of Serbia. We have been sold on the righteousness of these causes, but we are the only ones that believe in, we are the only ones that believe this lie. Putin is making the world pick sides. CNBC reported that India is now anti-NATO. India reports that America is the biggest war criminal of the 21st century and the biggest threat to the world. Now, this is India. It's not Russia. They are saying we're the biggest threat to the world and the biggest criminal of the 21st century. And Pakistan, Western powers, paid to overthrow Imran Khan, the prime minister, over his refusal to apply sanctions on Russia. Pakistan intelligence is aware of the Zionist effort to sell Pakistan to the highest bidder. What the pedophile Marxist Biden regime is accomplishing is uniting all of the enemies in the world against us. It is our threatening China with sanctions that may accelerate the invasion of Taiwan. We are trying to tell India what to do by threatening them with sanctions. This when we have opposed India's security since independence in 1947. It is the USA that consistently stabbed them in the back, and Russia that faithfully stood by their side through all the troubles. Why won't Saudi Arabia or the UAE even talk to the idiotic, demented Biden? Because we sell them arms for self-defense against Iran and its proxies in Yemen, but then because they don't obey our so-called moral standards, we just canceled the arms sales we agreed to and pulled all of our anti-missile missiles out of their nations and make their local opponent, Qatar, a major U.S. ally. Could we be more of a jerk? Saudi Arabia says it is drifting away from the USA and drifting away from the petrodollar. This means that Russia can corner the arms market because if they make a deal, they keep it. You are not penalized for disagreeing with them. China will also sell weapons with no strings attached. World War III is not going slow because the Russian military cannot defeat Ukrainians. It is going slow to achieve the most economic damage possible to America and its allies. Putin wants to break the habit of sanctioning nations because they will not accept the immoral and satanic values of the West. Warren Buffett said that we are headed for a huge increase in inflation. Larry Fink of BlackRock says that we will not have enough food to eat by Christmas. Who is winning the sanctions war? Not the West. Our economies, which were already tanking, are accelerating towards famine and huge energy deficit. What about air conditioning this summer or heat next winter? Russia and China have prepared themselves. We have not. This morning, Goldman Sachs economists said, quote, the freezing of Russia's foreign reserves has undermined trust in the dollar, and the dollar could easily lose its global dominance. That is exactly what Putin wanted to do. Jamie Dimon, CEO of J.P. Morgan Stanley, CEO of J.P. Morgan Stanley said today, quote, the war in Ukraine and the sanctions on Russia, at a minimum, will slow the global economy, and it can easily get worse. Many more sanctions could be added, which would dramatically and unpredictably increase their effect. Along with the uncertainty surrounding global supply chains, this makes for a potentially explosive situation. What is the pedophile Marxist Biden regime doing for us? He will not permit us to become energy independent because that goes against the Green New Deal climate plans. This week, several Republican senators suggested that they allow farmers to farm federally restricted fallow lands, 4 million acres under the Conservation Reserve Program, to meet food supplies for the world. There's over 5 million tons of wheat. Woke Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack said absolutely not, because it would increase greenhouse gases and degrade the soil. I remember as a young kid in the 1950s, they taught us in school, man's struggle against nature. Humans put humans first. Now we must starve to death to appease the Marxist nature god for the benefit of the Zionist man god or Antichrist. The pedophile Marxist Biden regime wants you dead. He wants you hungry. He wants you poor. But above all, he wants you to obey. This will turn into a total war with NATO. Already Latvia and Lithuania, and I saw earlier Germany and France, have started to break diplomatic relations with Russia. Lithuania is completely broken. Breaking diplomatic relations is the first thing that you do when a war is about to start. Another sign of war preparedness is that the European nations are passing out potassium iodide pills for their populations in preparation for a nuclear war. This means that they're going to start one, okay? Notice that the pedophile Marxist Biden regime is not concerned with preparing America for such a likelihood. Okay, so this led me to wonder a little bit about the false narratives that we have. So I want to address a little bit on the information war. Okay, when I was a kid, I was told that Hitler was able to brainwash the German people into national suicide and start a world war by just using the radio. The radio made mass propaganda and mass brainwashing possible. This, of course, course, was propaganda also. It was a part of the creating a false narrative that fit the post-war world narrative of UN globalism. That narrative of reality was readily accepted by the people of the world. Radio and movies shaped people's minds. Almost everybody bought into it. My point is that it is effective. Consider now all of the social media used during these days, listening to music at work and going home and watching cable TV. We are more saturated with propaganda now in our lives than ever before in history. Satan, the Zionists that manipulate the global elite to manipulate every person on earth, has your attention, and he has you in darkness. Okay. How can this be? Well, it's not old, folks. It's been a problem throughout history. Let me give some quotes through time. Please reflect upon each quote in order to understand where the brainwashed masses come from. So the first one's from Christ in the first century A.D., the truth shall make you free. Okay? Mm-hmm. If there's no truth out there, there's no freedom. America is not a free country because we don't have truth. Okay? Second, the intellect is a whore. It will prostitute itself to anything. This was said by Nicholas of Cusa in the 16th century. He was a German philosopher. Okay. Then the next one will go to Johann Goethe, an 18th century German author. He said, "None are more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe that they are free." I mean, Americans are told constantly that they're free, even while you're standing 6 feet apart in a line with a mask on, they tell you how free you are. Okay, this is humanity today in the hands of disinformation warfare conducted by our government on our people. How does this work on you? Well, there are two ways to be fooled. One is to believe what isn't true. The other is to refuse to believe what is true. That's what Søren Kierkegaard, a Danish philosopher of the 19th century, said. Most people are other people. Their thoughts are somebody else's opinions, their lives a mimicry, their passions a quotation. Oscar Wilde, 19th century author. Lying to ourselves is more deeply ingrained than lying to others. Fyodor Dostoevsky, 19th century Russian author. People unthinkingly acquiesce to the culture that they are born into. Antonio Gramsci, Italian socialist philosopher, early 20th century. We do not see the world the way it is. We see the world the way we are. Anais Nin, French author, 1940s. Okay, so this is a quote from B.F. Skinner, a psychologist of the 1950s. Free will is an illusion. All human action is a result of operant conditioning. Give me a child and I will shape him into anything. Now that we know how positive reinforcement works and why negative reinforcement doesn't, we can be more deliberate and hence more successful in our cultural design. We can achieve a sort of control under which the controlled feel free. There is no restraint and no revolt. Okay, so punishment is now unfashionable because it creates moral distinctions among men, which to the democratic mind are odious. We prefer a meaningless collective guilt to a meaningful individual responsibility. Thomas Shash, a philosopher of the 1960s, a psychologist in the 1960s. Does this not explain the participation trophy generation and their slavish dedication to the lies of wokeism? An activist friend named Dennis Morrissey described the Bernie Madoff effect in its quote, And even when it starts to become clear that we have been fooled, whether on a small, large, or life-threatening scale, the vast majority reject it. Carl Sagan observed, and I quote him, "One of the saddest lessons of history is this. If we've been bamboozled long enough, we tend to reject any evidence of the bamboozle. We're no longer interested in finding out the truth. The bamboozle has captured us. It's simply too painful to acknowledge, even to ourselves, that we have been taken. Once you give a charlatan power over you, you almost never get it back." This helps explain the pedophile Marxist Biden's surprisingly high approval rating of 40%. Before the Republicans started backing Biden on the Ukraine war, Biden's approval rating was just 33%. It's like the Republicans are snatching defeat from the jaws of victory in the midterms. Mm. Instead of attacking Biden's policy of national suicide, they are backing it. The Republicans push harder for getting
Incredible.
Americans killed in nuclear war than the incompetent woke leaders of the right. state and defense departments do.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, once again, fear is the currency of control. Anthropogenic global warming is a damn lie and dishonest science. 9/11 was certainly the global elite creating more urgent threat to us by having the U.S. government murder over 3,000 of its own citizens to make us give up our right to privacy and communications. When that didn't work, the U.S. government launched a biological warfare attack on the world to create worldwide totalitarianism with the object of scaring us into obedience and to prepare us for future nonstop wars that would lead to the Great Reset. Equity is a make-believe world created by self or ethnic flagellation to prepare us for the Great Replacement and white genocide. And now the Ukraine war is the centerpiece of the accelerating Zionist globalist genocide of humanity. B.F. Skinner calls this operant conditioning. Naomi Klein called it the shock doctrine. By the time that these both are people on the progressive left, okay? By the time that most people would be shocked out of their complacency, they will be dead. Those that remain will be shocked into dependency and obedience. Alexander Solzhenitsyn once said, "Violence can only be concealed by a lie, and the lie can only be concealed by violence." Okay, so this is the problem that we have in the information war, and that is that even Fox News. Not everybody on Fox News, but many people on Fox News have gone full-blown anti-Ukraine, and they're buying into the State Department and Defense Department narratives that the globalist narrative that is put out. Okay, it does not reflect reality at all. You know,
no,
these people just are not there. You know,
no, they're not at all disconnected completely.
So everything I read, and well, what I thought was funny about the New York Times this morning was that picture at Bucha with the people wrapped up in plastic bags, and they're trying to blame it on the Russians.
I know.
Why would the Russians do that? Why go through the trouble?
Of course. Yeah. There are now pictures of Bucha after the Russians left. No bodies in the streets. No. They were killed after the Russians left. It's obvious.
And just from the homicide detective type thing, I can tell you.
I got it. That's a very good catch. Yeah.
You only do that to people that you know. You don't do that to total strangers. Okay. They don't care about them, so they don't care what they look like. Okay. They don't cover them up. So it's very obvious, but you can put the most obvious thing in the world on the front page of a newspaper, and most people are not going to see it. They're not going to cover it up. Not only that, but let me ask you this. Do we even know if there were dead bodies in those plastic bags? You don't see human remains out there. All you see is plastic bags, right?
Pretty much.
So, yep. And my man says that these are the things that the Ukrainian army does. We're going to have a real problem in this country. Just think of the transnational crime when the Ukrainian mafia is spread all through Europe and through America, Canada, Mexico. I mean,
We're headed back to the. I've been saying that we're being taken back to the Middle Ages. Dark Ages.
Oh, yes.
This is going to be hell on earth.
Oh, yeah. These gangs are arming up. They're preparing. You know, when they get a flash mob to go shoplift from a nice store and stuff, those are criminal gangs doing that.
Right.
They're already in practice. They're already in L.A. They're already doing home invasion robberies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they don't care who you are, and they don't care who your politics are, what your politics are.
Right.
They
no.
come to steal your stuff. There's nothing political about it.
Nope.
Okay. So that's why, I tell a lot of people when they say, well, what do we really have to concern ourselves with fighting? And the truth is, it's criminals that we're going to have to fight. You know, the criminal gangs in this country outnumber both our army and police 2-1.
Oh, my.
So we are in trouble. Okay. Not only that, but very small towns. I've seen towns of like 3,000 or 4,000 people. They already have gang presences set up, you know. There's a town, I live out in the mountains, but there's a town about 98 miles away, that's the closest city, and they have a thriving gang culture going on there. And
no, they
stuff.
Better not
so,
come out your way, or they won't be going
no,
home.
Actually, me and my neighbors have gotten together and had discussions about dealing with criminals that come out to, you know, because they haven't prepared for what's coming. And when there's no food, they're going to come and steal other people's food. The people who took the time to prepare, they're going to come and attack them and take what they have. It's the easiest thing to do, you know. And I've talked to people in criminal gangs, and they say that's exactly what their plan is. They're going to come and take your stuff. Okay, they're not going to bother trying to get it ahead of time. They're going to let you stock it up, then they're just going to come and take it away from you, you know. So that's sort of what you have to face, you know, when America collapses. And America will be collapsing. America's going to be a failed state before too long. I mean, under the pedophile Marxist Biden regime, I think we're almost at the point of a failed state. Look at the crime in the streets. Look at how we just have an open border. We don't prosecute any criminals. We don't arrest anybody for anything. I mean, even where I sit, somebody who viciously murders somebody, they're right on bail the next day. It's insanity. And when 6 years later, when their trial finally comes up, they give them 2 or 3 years in jail.
Middle Ages, Dark Ages, we're going back into the Gothic Dark Ages. That's what they want. You think you'll be able to dial 911? Yeah. Really?
No. Dialing 911, I had to dial 911 the other day because a motorcycle veered off the highway and caught on fire. The guy was all right, but I called 911 and they said, please hold. We have a high call volume.
Oh, you got a recording asking you to hold. Wow.
Yes.
How long did you have to hold?
Finally, a lady came online after about 5 minutes. And I said, look, there's a motorcycle wreck. The motorcycle's burning out in the middle of the highway and slowing traffic down. And I said, I saw the guy. He looks like he's okay, but he probably needs to be checked out by an ambulance. So she says, well, we'll get an ambulance and the police there right away. And I said, well, don't forget about the motorcycle being on fire. You might want to send a fire truck, too. Why do I have to tell the dispatcher when I tell her there's a fire?
That's
that I have
grim.
To tell her to send a fire truck also? I mean,
Thank
who
Lord.
Do they hire to be dispatchers?
Well, I think you just answered the question.
this is
right. Frightful. Maybe she's gotten back, huh?
If you saw this movie called Sicario, at the end of the movie, the Mexican wife and her son are out on a soccer field, and all of a sudden you hear bam 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 bam, automatic fire. I hear that from my house here in New Mexico, right now today. There are you hear automatic gunfire and big shootouts. You can tell the cops because they're taking one or two shots at a time. But the bad guys are like spraying and praying with automatic weapons. So what
wow.
you saw in Juarez is coming here. You know?
Wow, Mitch. Wow. Wow. I guess you got to just get away from it as far as you can and dig in.
Yeah, dig in. Make some friends. Make some allies. Help each other out when the bad guys come. You know?
Indeed. All right. Thank you, Mitch. Excellent, as always.
Okay,
superb.
You're very welcome.
Okay, talk to you next week. All right. Mitchell Henderson. Top-notch analysis and source material as well. Okay, that's it for tonight. Back with you tomorrow, Tuesday, in 21 hours. Take care. See you then.